This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, class. This is Bert Bertonis, and I am filling in this morning for Vincent, who is out greeting campers to Natural Farms, the beautiful campground that he has established at his cattle ranch in southern Missouri. So I'll be hosting with you for the next hour, and we're going to be talking about an important topic. We're going to be talking about inventiveness and the patent process. And, you know, if you think about America, what makes this country great, oftentimes it turns to our creativeness and our inventiveness and, you know, whether it's the military being able to think of new ways to win battles or whether it's our economy, which is so much built up on innovation. Just look at what the largest company in the world is. Apple Computer was basically created through inventiveness and creativity, inventing things and making technology available for the masses. So it's very important, and we're going to be talking today and instructing with my good friend Andy Gibbs, who is an expert, and he's devoted really his life and career to patents and inventiveness. So welcome, Andy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bert. Happy to be here.
So, Andy, talk about the what, as you see it, what you think inventiveness and creativity is, and then, if you will, how that ties into, if it's appropriate, getting patents. So speak a little bit as an introduction to class for the whole inventiveness process, because I think a lot of us have ideas, we have some creativity, but we're not sure what the next step is. So take the microphone, Andy.
Yeah, I'd like to spend the next hour talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly about patents. Now, Bert, you're a communications kind of guy, and I know you came off the first hour talking about ham radios. But if we back up another half century, we have the telephone. Now, who invented the telephone? It's kind of common knowledge.
Mr. Bell.
Well, that's a good guess. Now, if we go back and look at some of the ugly that still persists today, Alexander Graham Bell ran to the patent office on the same day that Elijah Gray ran to the patent office with his telephone patent. And the patents were assigned to a patent examiner named Zenas Wilbur. Now, it was Wilbur's job to look at the patents and figure out who invented the telephone first. Now, Bell beat Gray to the punch, but Gray's patent described a better telephone. So Alexander Bell met with the patent examiner, Mr. Wilbur. Mr. Wilbur disclosed to him confidential information of what was in Gray's patent. Bell went away, changed his patent, came back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and filed it again with Zenas Wilbur. Now, the story doesn't end there. Mr. Wilbur was an alcoholic, And Alexander Bell's lawyer went to Mr. Wilbur. Now, Mr. Wilbur was a longtime friend of Bell's lawyer. They served in the Civil War together. So Bell's lawyer went into Mr. Wilbur, handed him a $100 bill, and told him to take a look at Bell's patent and give him the preference, give him the priority, give him the win. So that's how Alexander Bell won the patent war against Elijah Gray. Then a company called Pan Electric Telephone came in and sued Bell Telephone for patent infringement. Now, Pan Electric Company gave 500,000 shares in the company to Attorney General Augustus Garland. And Garland tried to have Bell's patent invalidated so Pan Electric could be the inventor and the manufacturer of the telephone instead of Alexander Bell. So these shenanigans went on 150 years ago. They go on today. So anybody who thinks just getting a patent is like winning a lotto ticket needs to back up and take a real candid look at the patent process. It's not all just pay your money, get your patent, and become a millionaire. So we'll go through some of the processes of getting a patent, why you want to get a patent, why you may not want to get a patent, and just conduct your business. Now, I think, Bert, you know that I've gone to a lot of invention conventions. That's where inventors show up and they show their inventions and hope that a company comes along and wants to buy their idea.
Yep.
Now, I sat down with inventors at inventor conventions and said, you know, I can invent and patent something once an hour. I really could. I said, for instance, everybody knows about the beanie copter hats. They're the little caps you put on and they have a propeller on the top. And I can invent one that has five propellers because it doesn't exist. So I can go out and get a patent for a five-propeller beanie copter hat. The question is it marketable? Is there money to be made off of it just because I can get a patent? And the answer to that is obviously not much money.
Yeah. So, Andy, I think you're hitting on one of the key elements of inventiveness, and it might be nice to get a patent and put it on your wall and show something novel. And if that's all you want to do, I guess go for it, right? But if you really want to have commercial success, you have to look at the second element. Well, I shouldn't say element because that's used in the patent process. Let's say aspect of it, which is, you know, is this commercially viable? And Andy, would you recommend a marketing consultant or someone with some business knowledge in that particular market to advise someone on that, or how would you go about that?
Okay, so that's a really good question and really good observation. So my recommendation is that any inventor that comes up with an idea, write the idea down, and then spend the next month trying to show that your idea is no good. What do I mean by that? Try to poke holes in it. You come up with an idea, now come up with every reason it won't work. And if for every reason you come up with, you find a solution, then you yourself have gone through the marketing process to validate whether it's probably a commercially viable idea. Then the next, and we'll talk about two steps in the patent process. One is called a provisional patent application, and one is called the full utility patent filing. And it's important to understand the two differences. And the first one, provisional patent application, I'll get into in a little bit more detail, but that's what every new inventor should consider filing first. Once you have that filed, get together with the SBA, Small Business Administration. They have counselors in almost every city in the country. And discuss your business idea, discuss your marketing, discuss your financial opportunity. And there's your free consultant. You don't have to go pay somebody to do a market research study for you. Get together with a consultant and look at the practicality of the business that you want to build around your invention. So, Bert, you hit on a great point there. Get a second set of eyes to look at the marketability or the commercial viability of the new invention and the new idea.
Now, let's say it looks good. Let's say you've gotten some confirmation that you're onto something and you don't have a lot of funds, you have some money you're willing to devote to taking it to the next step. What would some of your recommendations be?
Now, this is going to depend, the answer to that depends a lot on what the product or what the idea is. If you're developing, let's say, a new telephone or a new complicated electronic circuit, that is going to require significant development resources. If you come up with a novel kid's toy that's like the super squirter squirt gun that actually ended up with quite a few patents and became very profitable, that might be much easier to prototype than a full electronic circuit. So, depending on the industry and the technology, your cost is going to vary. Now, as I mentioned right at the beginning, a patent is not a lottery ticket. Or in fact, you would almost make more money off of buying a lottery ticket than investing in a patent. You know, only 1% of the patent ever make more money than it costs to get the patent. Only 1%.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, 99% of the patents cost the inventor more than they'll make. So that's an important thing to understand, that a patent does not guarantee any kind of revenue, any kind of income.
Well, Andy, it sounds like there's a career opportunity to be a patent attorney, because they must be making all the money from all those patents that don't always go anywhere.
Patent attorneys certainly is a really, financially rewarding career. Indeed. But for new inventors, you don't have to go out and hire a patent attorney. Now, the cost for a patent attorney to file your first patent could be upwards of $15,000. When we come back from break, I'll talk to you about how the dollars break down in your inventing process.
Thank you, Andy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, class. This is Bert, and I am here with Andy Gibbs, and we are discussing patents and inventions. And Andy, we all hear these advertisements on the radio, in some cases even on TV, from these companies offering to take your patents to the, or take your ideas into patents and the next step, and they claim they can put you in touch with companies that want your invention. Andy, are those companies legitimate and worthwhile for inventors to pursue, in your opinion?
The short answer is there probably are one or two legitimate, reliable, honest, and reputable companies that can help you generate cash from your invention. But for the most part, it's going to be wasted money and possibly even lost rights to your patent if it's not done correctly. Now, I'll discuss some free and reliable, absolutely 100% reliable resources that are free to help new inventors get with the program and not respond to all of these marketing and sales gimmicks.
That sounds good.
Let's back up a minute, Bert, and really discuss what a patent is in the first place. Now, many inventors, new inventors, think that a patent is their right to go ahead and build a product and market it, exclusively. And that's the wrong way of thinking. A patent does nothing but allow you to prevent others from making your invention. So it's an exclusionary right. It gives you the right to exclude others from making your invention. Now, what does that mean? Okay, you go out and get a patent. And somebody says, hey, look at Johnny's patent. I want to build that product. Because I have a friend that has an injection molding plastic plant. And I can crank those products out and make a ton of money. So they go out and start building a product that infringes on your patent. Okay, you have a patent. What do you do about it? You have to file a lawsuit against that infringer that could literally take 3, 4, 5 years of fighting in the courts to prevent them from making your product. So a patent is not a license to make a lot of money. It's a license to be able to sue other companies that are infringing your patent. So this is the reality of the patent process that inventors need to understand. Just because you have a patent doesn't mean you get rich, doesn't mean people are going to say, oh, well, Johnny has a patent, I can't make that product. If there's money in it, you can bet people are going to try to rip off your ideas, and a lawsuit is the only way that you can then enforce your patent. So keep that in mind just because you got to get a patent.
Andy, I think that's important because a lot of people think a patent's sort of self-enforcing, and in fact, it's your responsibility to police your patent and find infringers, the market or the government. Nobody's going to do that for you. You have to take that action.
Absolutely. And you have to be prepared for the expense of that action. And there are a couple of ways around that expense, but let's talk about the expense for a moment. I tell new inventors, don't even start pursuing a patent on an invention for a new product unless you can allocate $40,000 or $50,000 to it. So that's an important consideration, and I can break down how that $40,000 to $50,000 can be used up pretty quickly. And when we come back, I'll talk about how to keep that money down and use a lot of free resources.
Okay, this is Bert, and we're talking with Andy Gibbs. We'll be back shortly after this brief commercial and news break.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in encounters since Title 42 ended last Thursday. Mayorkas says the Border Patrol reported 6,300 encounters on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday. He noted that the Border Patrol saw more than 10,000 encounters earlier in the week, and Mayorkas did caution it's too early to say if the expected surge has peaked. Ukraine's President Zelensky is visiting Britain today, seeking hundreds more missiles and attack drones in an effort to help his war effort against invading Russia. The UK government confirmed Zelensky's arrival and said he will meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the Prime Minister's country retreat outside London. It's Zelensky's second trip to the UK since February of 2022, when the war began. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Flash. Today, God, you're
take my.
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, class. This is Bert Bertonis, and I am here with Andy Gibbs. And this morning we are discussing inventions and the patent process. Andy, carry on. You were going into some issues with how you would actually go about getting a patent, so carry on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bert. So just to put a little bit of qualification behind me, I have 40 patents or so, another 20 or so that I have pending. And over the years, I've written a couple of books on patents and inventing and have literally mentored over 1,000 inventors since the late 90s. But when we get into, where we go with using these third-party marketing companies, I can tell you that there are two times that these marketing companies will reach out to inventors and take them to the cleaners. The first, and listen carefully to this, because if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So every time the patent office issues me a new patent, I get three or four letters in the mail and telephone calls and emails that say, hey, we're experts on marketing your patent. Just come to us and pay us a ton of money, and we will try to market your patent to companies. And, of course, their success record is even lower than inventors' success on getting a patent. Almost none of them result in actually getting any cash back for the inventor. And that can cost $10,000, $15,000 for their services. The other time is before an inventor even files for their own patent, and you'll see advertisements for, do you have an idea? We'll help you get a patent and market it to industry. Well, the minute you start sharing your idea with another company, you run the risk of losing your patent rights because you've disclosed it to another company. So in both of those cases, you don't want to use a commercial organization that purports to be able to sell or market your invention.
Now, Andy, recommend that inventors use non-disclosure agreements, and that's an agreement that prevents them from disclosing what you're about to tell them? And I've heard both pros and cons on that issue, so what's your opinion?
Well, it's very similar to what we just spoke about, the actual rights attributable to a patent. A non-disclosure agreement gives you the right to sue somebody if you can prove they disclosed it to a third party. So it only gives you the right to hire a lawyer and start another lawsuit. Now, rather than looking at a commercial company, take down, and the class should take down this website. USPTO.gov. That's the government, the patent office official website, USPTO.gov. And when you go to that website, it's got a ton of resources that are free. And you can actually sign up for their newsletter, and they have classes all over the country to help you learn how to patent your own invention. And in fact, independent inventors can actually ask a patent examiner to help them write their patent for free and to get that patent through the patent office for free. That's an important thing because they are bound by a whole bunch of security and confidentiality requirements as government employees, and they will in fact help you get your patent and advise you on the patent process. Now, two more free resources that I would strongly recommend. If you're on LinkedIn, go search for US Inventor and join that group. Now, that group was started by Josh Malone. He's an inventor that got screwed by big corporations that stole his invention. And he has made innumerable trips to testify in front of Congress and in front of the patent office on changes that are needed to the laws to help protect the independent inventor. That is a very reliable resource for information and to keep up to date on what's happening with patents as far as independent inventors are concerned. So that's, again, U.S. Inventor. Just search for that on LinkedIn.com and join that organization. So the Patent Office also has one whole section to learn about invention scams that we have just been talking about. So learn, there's no alternative than becoming educated yourself on the patent process so you can look at this intelligently without spending a lot of money and really learn whether patenting or inventing is for you before you get in too deep or make too many mistakes. So those are a couple of free resources that every inventor, whether you're a brand new inventor or somebody who's been inventing for 40 years, should visit frequently and update yourself on educational invents. They have also boot camps, for instance, trademark boot camps. What about a trademark? So if you don't want to spend the tens of thousands of dollars to get a patent, perhaps a trademark, a really unique trademark for your product, will help you win the real game in the market.
What are the costs associated with that, Andy?
So the costs for a trademark are about $750 to start. And again, the patent office examiners will help you go through the trademark process. And if you have a squirt gun invention and you spend $15,000, $20,000 to get it patented and somebody else rips off your squirt gun invention, you have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to hire lawyers and sue them. Now, if you say, look, realistically, I can't hire attorneys to sue a patent infringer, but I can come up with squirt gun maniac as a trademark. And even if they market a knockoff squirt gun, my trademarked squirt gun maniac is really what people are going to want to buy. So I'm going to win the day because people aren't going to buy the knockoffs. They're going to buy mine because they want the trademark. They want the original, authentic squirt gun maniac. So sometimes the trademark is a much more intelligent way to go and less costly way to go than a patent. Now, there are, as you know, Bert, there are two forms of patents, and I mentioned them right at the opening. One is a provisional patent application, and the other is a full utility patent. Now, have you ever filed a provisional patent application, Bert?
I think we did provisionals that led to full patents. Isn't there also something called a design patent?
Yes. A design patent is purely cosmetic. You can't get a design patent for any function. So if you have a squirt gun that squirts 100 feet instead of 50 feet, a design patent won't work for that because that's describing a function. You can get a design patent for what the gun looks like. But on a provisional patent, as you said, a provisional patent application that led to a full patent. Now, here's where inventors can really benefit. A provisional patent application is a filing with the patent office that authenticates your invention date. So if I file a provisional patent application on a new idea today, then today is my filing date. And the first to file wins. Now, there are two things about the provisional. Now, emphasis on provisional. That means it's not real yet. Is that an inventor can file one for only $120. And the other point is it's only good for 1 year. After the year, it goes away. But for 1 year, you can guarantee your invention date, and that gives you 1 year, only $120 investment. That gives you 1 year to get with the SBA, talk about your business prospects, look at what it's going to cost to manufacture, how much it's going to cost to market. Can you really make money off of it? And if the answer to all those things is yes, then before that 1 year expires, you can carry that provisional application into a full utility patent application. It converts right over. You have to do a new filing, and at that point, you're going to spend your $10,000 or $15,000 for the full patent, but you've, number one, preserved your invention date as the first inventor, and two, you've given yourself a full year to prove to yourself you can make money off of that invention before you drop the big bucks on a utility patent and your tooling and your marketing. So that's a good 1-2 step into the actual patent process. Provisional patent application, $120. You have rights for a year. And then if you prove that it's going to work, then you file for the utility patent.
That sounds like good advice, Andy. When we come back, we're going to go into some additional details of the U.S. patent process. As Andy mentioned, it's a first-to-file system, no longer first-to-invent system. And we'll be back shortly for our final segment with instructor Andy Gibbs. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, class. This is Bert filling in for Vincent, and we have with us Andy Gibbs, and we are discussing patents and the patent process. And Andy, you provided a lot of useful information for class, and I guess one of the questions a lot of people have is, you know, what are some resources? You mentioned that if people want to go further than just calling the patent office, are there any, you know, you mentioned the inventiveness companies are generally not trustworthy or let's say probably not worth the money. Are there other resources that people can turn to besides the ones you've already mentioned?
Obviously, there's no substitute for becoming educated. If you wanted to go into business as a hot dog stand on the local street corner, you're going to learn everything about buying the cheapest hot dogs, how to cook them. It's up to you to learn the business. So patents and inventing needs to be looked at like a business because it is a business. It costs a lot of money to get into it, and if you don't do it right, you'll go out of business. So, you know, Bert, just before we went to break, you mentioned that we're a first-to-file system, and that's absolutely correct. Now, what does that mean for the class? Well, there's two things. Number one, it means that whoever wins the race to the patent office is going to get the patent. So if you file a patent today on a new invention and your buddy tries to rip you off and files a patent tomorrow on the same invention, your date wins. Now, looking at it a little bit differently, I mentioned that one of the first ways to protect your invention is to file a provisional patent application. So if I file a provisional patent application today, then I have 1 year to file a utility. Now, what if I don't want to file that utility patent and I just let it go abandoned? One of the good things is if I go ahead and start making my squirt gun, somebody else cannot patent it because I've disclosed it. And if it's available for anybody to look at before you patent, if it's been invented by somebody anywhere, anytime, before the patent is filed, then that new invention can't receive the patent. It has to be 100% unique and novel.
So, I was going to say that sounds kind of like a backdoor protection.
It absolutely is a backdoor protection. Now, I'm going to go through 5 points that the class should write down if they have an idea how you go through the process. Number one, you have your idea. Number two, go to USPTO.gov. That's the Patent Office website, U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. That's what USPTO stands for. And start researching patents, provisional patent applications. Sign up to receive their newsletters that come out a couple of times a week with all kinds of important information and lots and lots of resources. And then the next step is to file a provisional patent application if you think you want to move forward with the invention. It's $120 and it buys you a year. Number three, get together with your SBA counselor, Small Business Administration counselor, and discuss the business points. How much is it going to cost for tooling? How much will it cost for marketing? How much will it cost for salary? How much will it cost for legal fees? And do your business plan to convince yourself that you can make a business from your idea. Do not rely on a third-party company that says, hey, we can take your idea and make you tons of money. Never happens. So snake oil sales, stay away. After you get together with your SBA counselor, number four, look at your financial plan, discuss it with your family, because it's going to take serious dollars to bring your product and idea to market. Number five, you have two choices at the end of that 1 year. File a utility patent or file for a trademark, which can be just as powerful and a lot less expensive.
Andy,
those are 5 points.
If class wants to reach out to you with any questions, how can they reach you?
Through LinkedIn. If they go to LinkedIn and join the U.S. Inventor Group, they can also find me on LinkedIn and send me a message there. I'd be happy to connect with any inventor.
Well, I want to thank you, Andy. It's been a terrific hour.
Absolutely, Bert. Thanks for having me on. I hope the class benefits from it, and I hope to see some real inventions out there pretty soon.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.